Today on Stray Lifestyle, we're talking to local triathlete Ellie Hairsign, who, after an ongoing injury, was forced to have a hip arthroscopy carried out by local hip and knee specialist John Conroy. Now, Ellie, first and foremost, thanks for coming in today. I can imagine such major surgery must have had a massive impact on your life. But first, let's just talk about the injury itself. So when did it happen and how did it happen?
It's something that got worse slowly over time. So it started actually back in 2015. I'd had a really good year in 2014 and I'd actually won an Ironman down in Weymouth.
And just tell us, for listeners that don't know what an Ironman is, because I know what an Ironman is and it's massively, really, really challenging. So just tell us the three events of an Ironman.
So the Ironman is a 3.8 kilometre or 2.4 mile swim. And then you go straight onto your bike and it's 112 miles bike ride, which takes between 5 and 6 hours. And then to finish it off, you run a marathon. So it's quite a long day out.
It sounds like it. Sounds very grueling.
So I just started doing these in 2014. Managed to win a professional race at the end of 2014. So I was very excited. Everything was going well. And then in 2015, I just was starting to have problems running, actually. It was more in my calf and I couldn't really get to the bottom of it. I saw a lot of physios and felt like I was going around the houses trying to understand what the problem was. And in the end, really, it wasn't coming from my calf. And my hip started to then get worse and worse as well. So I managed to keep doing some races in 2015. And 2016, I was really starting to struggle.
So you continued actually with your events and with your races, even though you was feeling pain?
Yes. I think triathletes are a bit kind of, their brains are wired to kind of suffer, and I'm quite good at suffering, so that maybe wasn't the best kind of gauge.
I first saw Eleanor in 2017 when she was struggling with her left hip pain. She's really sensible and she's a professional athlete, so she'd done all the right things before she came to see me. There's no doubt that with surgery there are associated risks with an operation, and it can be difficult for the patients to balance that potential risk that you could be worse after surgery against the benefits of improving your symptoms and perhaps getting back to normal and perhaps getting back to running, which is the aim. So with Eleanor, she had an MRI scan. She came and saw me clinically and we ordered an MRI scan, and she had evidence of what's called a labral tear. And a labral tear is where it's like a rubber seal around the socket of the hip. It acts like a rubber seal in the hip joint. And when that cartilage in the hip gets torn, you get quite significant symptoms from it. It's very sore. And the reason it happens, and the reason it happened in Eleanor, is because she had an unusual hip shape where she had a condition called impingement. And with impingement, you have a bump called a cam lesion on the femoral neck that doesn't quite fit in the hip smoothly. So when the hip is moving, particularly such as when you're running, the cam lesion impinges into the hip joint and causes a labral tear, and then it also causes damage to the articular cartilage underneath. If we leave this and don't intervene with surgery, the symptoms get worse and you develop arthritis in the hip. So the timing of the operation is crucial.
The hardest thing was actually before the surgery, because I was basically injured for the best part of 2 years and not really having a diagnosis. So I'd keep planning a race schedule and then I couldn't really do that race, and I'd move to the next race and think, oh, maybe I'll be able to be ready in time for that one. And that was quite draining. And certainly I know quite a few people now who have got hip injuries, and that's the thing that they struggle with the most, is that sort of uncertainty of, am I going to need to go for surgery? Can I manage it without surgery? And trying to deal with, especially in the summertime, you know, I want to be outside running in the fresh air and things, and finding that they can't do that. And yeah, emotionally, that's quite a challenge.
So going back to the sort of selection process, when you realised that you were going to have to get this looked at because it was an ongoing injury and it weren't getting any better, how did you decide who was going to do that surgery? Because obviously you must have done a lot of research yourself and been very picky with who actually does it, because you want it done right, don't you?
Absolutely. A friend of mine who'd previously had a hip issue, she had done a lot of research and knew that Conroy was good with working with athletes, And, you know, I was very lucky that to have one of the best in the country happen to be in Harrogate.
For now, Eleanor, we went through the risks and the rewards of the operation, and we went ahead with the operation in 2017. And in the surgery, this involves keyhole surgery. We make two small incisions of less than 1 centimetre on the outside of the hip, and we do all the work through these two portals. So afterwards, you see, you can hardly see that we've even been there. And with Eleanor, what we did is we removed the cam lesion, so the bone that was causing the damage underneath, and we sculpt it with a metal burr. And it takes about an hour to do this, and we sculpt the whole femoral neck to reshape it to how a normal femoral neck should be. And then we'd put in stitches into the labrum to repair it. So Eleanor did a great thing in the fact that she went to Physiocure, and she had prehabilitation exercises before a surgery to ensure that she's in absolute the most optimal state for a recovery post-surgery. And she followed a really rigid post-operative rehabilitation plan with the physiotherapist at Physiocure. And through... I would hope a good operation, and certainly through her hard work and the hard work of a rehabilitation team, she's had a really good result from it.
So following the surgery, was you feeling quite a lot of pain still, or did it come dribs and drabs? How did it work?
It was a strange pain. So immediately it wasn't that painful, and it was easy to think, oh, you know, this is a miracle, like I could just start jumping around, but you knew that you couldn't. For me, sitting has been the main challenge, so driving and a lot of sitting at a desk with work or whatever.
So as someone that's been through the whole process with John Conroy throughout your time in the last few years, what would you say to someone, not just an athlete, but someone who's maybe feeling some pain in the hip, or even you said in the calves originally, what would you say to someone who's sort of umming and ahhing about getting checked, about having sort of this sort of surgery, knowing that it's going to be a long recovery process?
I'd say the main thing, first of all, is to get to the bottom of the problem. I'd say in the first instance, go and see a good physio who's got ways to both relieve the pain, give you some treatment, but give you some steer about what things you can do to help yourself. You know, you want to try all those conservative options before you think about surgery. It's not a quick process. You can't just march in somewhere and click your fingers and it's going to be fixed overnight.
So before we go, are you, it was a couple of years ago now, the surgery, you're fully recovered now. Are you back into all your triathletes and your Ironman challenges still?
I'm getting there. So the biking's going well, the swimming's going well. I did try a triathlon in April. I'm determined to be back out racing as soon as possible.
Brilliant. Well, your dedication definitely comes across. And thanks for coming in today and telling your story. We'll put some more information on the Stray FM website. So, Ellie, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.